Good evening. My name is Patricia, and I'm a recovering addict from Washington, D.C. I need to thank God, first and foremost, for allowing me the opportunity to do anything today. Thank you for blessing me and, you know, getting me here safely. And thank CPR, CNA for asking me, which, you know, my brother, he always trying to stick me someplace, you know. That's just how it is. Now, the topic they gave me was PMS, right? It's physical, mental, and spiritual. But the thing about it is it's covered under the first step. You know what I'm saying? And the first step is the only step I know that once you do, that's the only step you can do 100%. But you got to take that step with you the rest of the way. You know, so I'm going to read this and then I'm going to give you my version of what I think it is. You know, I don't usually carry no literature. I'm not a literature buff. I ain't no big book toker. I ain't none of that, you know. But just for the sake of being able to explain to somebody that really may not understand where it is in the text, you know, it says that the physical aspect of our disease is the compulsive use of drugs, the inability to stop using once we have started. The mental aspect of our disease is the obsession, or overpowering desire to use even when we know we are destroying our lives. The spiritual part of our disease is our total self-centeredness. We felt that we could stop whenever we wanted to, despite all evidence to the contrary. Denial, substitution, rationalization, justification, distrust of others, guilt, embarrassment, dereliction, degradation, isolation, and loss of control are all the results of our disease.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's the hit. They tell us that this disease that I got is incurable. I did. What'd I touch? Did I touch it? Hello? Okay. You know, that this disease that I got, I can only talk about me. This disease that I got is incurable. It can only be arrested at some point, and recovery is then possible. So if that's what's true, that means that I'ma always have this disease no matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter how well I work, 1 through 12, the disease is never gonna leave me. But here's what'll leave me. I'll leave the steps. And I'll begin to be the self-centered person that I was. And I'll begin to lead me. And all it takes is one ain't got nothing to do with shooting dope for me now at this point in my recovery. It's got something to do with how willing I am to participate in the program of Narcotics Anonymous so that the disease of addiction don't reign high as opposed to the spiritual concept of the program. Now, my disease is incurable. Now, I came in this room in 1987 on March the 6th, and I'm telling you, with all the things that I've had to go through, my disease is at an all-time high because I always wanted to quit. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a quitter runner. I ain't no stick and stay person unless I'm shooting dope. I'm going to stay with it till it do what it do. I'm going to keep looking for it, keep doing it, and keep doing it till I can't get no more. And as a direct result of keep doing it, I ain't got no veins. You know, when I get sick, they got to do is the Clavien cut down in my chest, took up an IV to save my life. But that don't come on that bag of dope. It don't say it nowhere on there that if you use it, it could be detrimental to your health. You know, it don't have none of that on there. It don't come with just in case. You know what I'm saying? So now here I am in Narcotics Anonymous over 24 years later, and I have a working knowledge of the steps if I'm willing to work them. You can't apply them unless you're working them. It don't matter because I got over 24 years clean. Anytime I forget Patricia, that it's a spiritual-based program that's on a foundation that's ongoing. It don't stop. I will never arrive in Narcotics Anonymous. It doesn't matter how much time I got clean. I can never arrive. There never comes a point in this until I'm asleep, dead sleep, that I have arrived at my destination. Because this is ongoing, because more will be revealed as I go along the journey. The more willing I become, the more open I am, the better I'll get. Now, the program has afforded me a lot of opportunities, which is to learn how to process a feeling when I'm willing. But when my acceptance level is at an all-time low, then I'm miserable. Because until I can accept a situation, person, place, or thing, the literature, I ain't talking about me. It says that if I can't accept it, I'm miserable because I'm trying to change the circumstance and the conditions that I'm under. And I ain't got no power to do that. So here's the hit, Patricia. Now, when you are frustrated and you feel like life ain't being fair, now life gonna show up and life gonna be life, Patricia. Anyway, it's how I approach life that day that's gonna make the difference. It's not that life gonna change. I have to change my outlook and my perception of what's taking place. My sponsor told me a long time ago, either I'm going to look at the glass half full or half empty. It's half full. It's not half empty. It's half full. I have reduced some of the solution. You understand? Now, we don't want to dwell on the problem, but here's the hit. My disease said, now I ain't talking about me. I ain't talking about nobody else. My disease say the physical part of my disease is the compulsive use. It didn't say what? It don't say dope. It don't say that. It says the compulsive use. So it says that the inability to stop using once I start. That means that when I go to the casino, knowing that my money is destined, is already allocated for rent, car note, car insurance. But once I bring that ching ching down one time, I just reactivated and I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop because the disease, it says, the inability is compulsive. I'm compulsive. It says I'm compulsive. So when I go in there, I say I'm going to play $5 worth of numbers. I just need to hit one number. I'm trying to hit one number. But what I've done is I just reactivated my disease. Just one. It says not five. It says the first one. So when I turn on the first, right now I just want to play 2505. That's it. Then all of a sudden another number comes. Oh, that might not come. Hold up. Wait a minute, Mr. K. Next thing I looked up, the 20 that I had that I needed for gas. It's gone. Because what I did was, one is too many, and a thousand is never enough. Yeah, this disease ain't talking about smoking no crack right now. We ain't talking about shooting no dope right now. We talking about a disease that's ongoing that don't die. Okay, Patricia. What you gonna do now? I'm gonna go cry. I'm going to call my friend Veronica in Baltimore and say, I did it again, I did it again. I'm going to call my buddy Seti. I'm going to say, Seti, I'm in trouble. I ain't got no gas, no cigarettes. Help! But I got to call somebody, go tell me the truth, but they ain't going to beat me up. Because then the disease tells me don't share. The disease said, don't tell. You're going to look foolish. They going to say it again. But then it just says, once I awaken the beast. It don't say nothing about once I all. It say once I have sex that's good, I'm coming again. You can't tell me no. All you gotta do is touch me. And if the sensation is just like I like it, I'm gonna keep coming back. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It is past the expiration date. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Keep coming back. Don't wait to hold up. Just one more. One more. What do one more lead you to? Another one? Somebody telling you, look, shorty, look, I ain't like that. You know, I need some air. You smothering a nigga. You know, you knew what we was doing before we started. I say, but I tried to tell you who I was. I tried to let you know that I don't know how to cop and blow. All I know how to do is cop and lock. So my sponsors say you got to take your hand off of a situation and you got to be willing to sit with you. You didn't reactivate your disease in his life. If you see me on some of them days, you won't see my clean time. You'll see I'm using. I got that using mentality. You know, they told me if I'm going to come in here and talk about what applies to me. Because I'm sharing with you my experience. If you can't identify, I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't even mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you what my disease do to me. It'll walk me off with my permission. Because I opened the box. Then we go into the mental. Oh, Patricia. Patricia can't sleep because you done thought about another number. Can't get you no rest knowing that you got to get up. The alarm clock will go off at 6, but all night long you've been in a stink sleep. Thinking about what number you going to play tomorrow after just suffering today. And the literature tells us, it says, the disease is obsessive. The obsession of it is overwhelming. Whatever it is. I know I was standing outside, right? And I heard some women talking to me. But they weren't talking to me. Let me correct that. They was talking around me, right? And they was talking about, they came down here and they went shopping and somebody was saying they got a casino down here and I was listening. I was like, where? This guy heard a girl say, you can even play for pennies. Pennies win. My antenna went up. I was trying to figure out, my mouth started watering like I needed a fix. And I was trying to hear the exact details of where the joint is so I could ride back down there and go see for myself. Now here I ain't got no job. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't got no job and I ain't got no money, but I came anyway. And I'm trying to tell you my disease don't care nothing about, but I'm telling you about the obsession and the compulsion to be driven against my will, even though I know what it can do to me. It says in the disease don't ask your permission to strike you. You got to be grounded enough to figure out what not to do. And when you ain't in touch with the spiritual concept, when your hand ain't in God's hands, the disease gonna walk you wherever it wants you to go. And you gonna say, well, I only went because, nigga, you ain't go because you wanted to. You went because you had to, because you ain't trying to do nothing else.
Yes, sir.
You ain't call nobody and say, look, Sadie, I'm thinking about going down the road. I ain't got no money. Maybe I can go in there and swallow some bets. I might see somebody I know. And they'll just feel sorry for me and let me play for a little while. My disease ain't said nothing about, you know you ain't got no money.
Right.
It's sitting here, standing here, trying to figure out how can I go see the new casino they built. You know, talking about, I heard the girls out there saying, well, you know, we went shopping. And I was gritting my teeth. I don't know the last time I bought me nothing new. And I instantly got an attitude because they doing what they can do with their money. But here's the hit. I ain't wanting any of their money to go buy no shoes with. I wanted some of their money so I could go get them. One is too many. A thousand never enough. Right? You know what I'm saying? So look, after you come now, the obsession that's being, I'm being driven. But if I don't tell nobody, the disease walked me off. I got more chance of not going by sharing it out in the open than I do holding it in and on my knees saying, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, because what he does do, my God. He sent his little angels of mercy and grace to protect me from me. Ain't nobody, the machine ain't my problem. The machine, where is that? But here I am in the convention on Coastal Highway 43rd, and I'm thinking about what's way down there. I don't even know where it's at, thank God. But I'm just talking about how my mind been down the highway all evening since I heard about the casino. Couldn't hardly eat. Went home, went back to the room to take a nap, couldn't stay asleep because I wanted to go to the casino. Whoever got some money, give me some. Take me to the casino. Don't let me suffer. Make my nose stop running. Now we're talking about, here's the hit, the spiritual part, right? Now we're talking about the part of the disease that's totally self-centered. You know, me. I'm not open for nothing but doing what I want to do. Now it says that thank you, baby. You know, they say I can stop whenever I want to. I can stop whenever I get ready. I got the power. But the literature says without help, it's too much for us. Did it say help from what? Y'all keep trying to put dope in the place of life. Y'all keep trying to put crack in the spot where it says ongoing process. Y'all keep thinking that. Patricia, we ain't talking about nobody else. Keep the focus. I'm talking about me. Here the lie is a lie is a lie. Don't you tell it. But here's the hit. You're going to lie to yourself. Then convince you to walk you off. I hated my sponsor. My sponsor told me that the enemy go to bed with me every night. I was looking around my bed. Because I wanted to see who was around my bed. He told me, he said, you. He said, Patricia, think about it. Who took you to the oil joint? First of all, who got you your first shot of dope? I was scared to answer. I said, me. He said, what you done to yourself all those years before you made it to Knock Odds Now? He said, then forget about the dope. Let's don't even go there. Let's go back when you was married and it was over. The first marriage. And it was over. And you don't understand the concept of the first step. You understand that in order to win, you got to surrender. You got to surrender the self-will to God's will.
Yes, sir.
Because your will took you everywhere you went. Now, let's try something else. So I was running around trying to kill him. Because I say, you can't cross me. Don't you know where I come from? I come out of the old school. I come out of the 50s. You understand? When loyalty meant everything. But they tell you in the literature that you have to change your beliefs and find something that'll work that's conducive to your life. So I had to take my chain off and let go so I could live. Live past the hurt. Live past the humiliation. Live past the degradation. Live past all of those things so that I could live. Well, God said, I got something for you. Now, I don't know if God did it. I ain't gonna lie. But I got me another husband. You know. And here's the hit. The same issues run true. We're gonna see what you learned. We're gonna see if you learned anything from PMS. Let me see if you learned something. Are you able to take the rain off? See, I'm in transition. I wish I could stand here and tell you that I'm so comfortable with myself that every time my husband is away from me, that I don't go upstairs unattended. I could say it, but I'm talking about if I'm going to tell the truth. See, some days I'm well equipped with, I am a beautiful black woman. Some days I am equipped with, I ain't losing, you're going to lose because I'm a hell of a girl. But then I got them days. When the little girls show up, when the insecurities show up, when the inadequacies show up, and I be trying to figure out what's next. Because see, I want to know tomorrow before I get to it. So let me run now. Well, he said, ain't no hiding place, you just got to deal. Either you going to grow up or spit up. Which is you? What do you want to do? But just, I'm saying, like, look, Lord, you saved me. You couldn't have saved me for all this pain. He said, when are you going to learn how to focus on me more and less on the world?
Yes, sir.
He said, when are you going to learn to truly trust me and stop trying to trust somebody that can't be trusted? He said, because if you trust me, it don't matter what happens. You know I got you. But see, I can't see him. I can't touch him. But I can only feel him when I'm willing to be still with him.
Yes, sir.
So my disease just, you know, it do like it want to do. And every time I open the box, I get what I get. So I've been trying not to gamble. Even when I'm home, I gotta manage my money. You know, my husband got a big old calendar. I can't take this hair off because I would. I'm flashing. He write down all the bills and everything, right? And he bring the money home and he tell me what to pay. So I need good orderly direction. My time don't mean I still don't need good orderly direction. Because if I knew so much about living, I wouldn't need this program. And if I knew so much about how to live the good way, I wouldn't need God. And they always say in the literature, find him and find him now. Because he's the one with all the power. He's the one that has the power to change. Regardless of, I found out, man, over the years, and I'm learning because my process ain't over. I'm still learning that if I can get out of the posture of trying to change something,
yes, sir,
and let God do his job, I'll have some peace. Yeah. But every time I want to fix it because I need to feel better. That's the only reason why we want to fix things. Because we want to feel better. We don't want to go through the process. We want instant gratification. That means right now, make me feel better. And life can't be that way. Because if I take and rely on that feeling all the time, then I just lost. And I'm going to keep losing. So I'm trying to keep the top on the box and not wake my disease up. You know, there are a whole lot of other ways that I could explain, for me, my disease and how it gets activated by me. It don't get activated by nobody else but me.
Right.
You know, even when life ain't going like I want it to, you know, it's up to me to look at it in a positive way or a negative way. And then I'll know how to respond accordingly. But once I grab the negativity, my response will always be the same. Negative. You know, so I just know that today I want to go again. I want to go play slots. But it ain't healthy for me. You know, I still like that old style stuff. But it ain't healthy for me. I still like to fight. But it's not conducive for the way I'm supposed to be. My God is taking me someplace in my life. He has something he wants me to do. My life ain't my life, but I keep trying to take it because of the self-centered person that lies in the spiritual concept. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I keep forgetting that he ain't saved me for me. My life has been spared. Grace and mercy has been bestowed because he wants to use my life as an example and a testament of his goodness. And I ain't talking about religious, so don't hit me with none of that when I finish. I'm talking about the God of my understanding.
Yes,
when you find one, you'll know that he ain't saved you for you anyway. And that your story ain't your story. It's for somebody else to give hope.
That's right. That's right.
To be a beacon of light to somebody else.
That's right.
So I hope that I did the best that I could to explain my portion of PMS. But I'm through, and I ain't got nothing else to say.